From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. lawmakers received an extraordinary classified briefing by the Trump administration Wednesday on the situation in North Korea. The lawmakers were able to pose questions to the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove this threat from North Korea. Democratic Senator Chris Coons is a member of the Foreign Relations Committee.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Trump and U.S. officials have repeatedly said all options remain on the table to deal with further North Korean provocations. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy strike force led by the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is approaching the east coast of the Korean Peninsula as an additional show of force to North Korea. U.S. military officials are slamming Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish targets in northern Syria, saying Turkey's actions on Tuesday jeopardized both the fight against the Islamic State terror group and the well-being of U.S. forces on the ground. A U.S. military official on Wednesday called Turkey's efforts to inform and coordinate inadequate, telling Pentagon reporters it was not the coordination you would expect from a partner and ally. A spokesman for Turkey's foreign ministry defended the airstrikes, which resumed on Wednesday, saying the U.S., the coalition, and Russia were all duly informed through both military and diplomatic channels. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish authorities say they have arrested more than 1,000 people and suspended 9,100 policemen in a crackdown on alleged supporters of cleric Fethullah Gulen. The government blames the exiled cleric for orchestrating last year's failed military coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkey has arrested or fired more than 160,000 alleged coup organizers and participants in last July's coup attempt. President Trump unveiled his tax overhaul plan Wednesday that aims to slash corporate taxes by more than 50%, but the plan had no specifics on how it will impact the average citizen. Trump proposed cutting the U.S. corporate tax rate, the highest among the world's industrialized nations, from 35 to 15%. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
The overall economic plan consists of massive tax cuts and tax reform, regulatory relief, and renegotiating trade deals. And with that, we will unlock the economic growth that's been held back for too long in this country.
The Trump administration, however, offered no immediate plan to pay for the tax cuts, with some independent economic analysts say that over the next decade could add $2 trillion to nearly $20 trillion in long-term debt the U.S. has already amassed. Scientists have developed a compound that both cured and prevented malaria in animals. They say the experimental drug is even effective against resistant strains of the mosquito-borne parasite. VOA's Jessica Berman has more.
If the experimental drug is effective in humans, it could be a huge breakthrough in the treatment and prevention of malaria, a disease that strikes an estimated 200 million people each year. The parasitic illness is responsible for about 425,000 deaths annually, most of them children in sub-Saharan Africa. Scientists say the compound, called MMV-048, blocks the parasite across its multiple life stages, interrupting the infection cycle and potentially curing the disease in humans. Early clinical trials showed that the compound is safe in humans. The next stage of trials, to begin testing MMV-048's effectiveness in people actually infected with malaria, is slated to begin later this year. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
A Somali pirate will be spending the rest of his life in a U.S. federal prison for attacking an American Navy ship in 2010. The Ashland was not damaged and no one on board was hurt. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.